Dear friends, the psalmist here expresses his desire to praise God. Why does he desire to praise God? Because he says there was a time that he cried to God. There was a time that he prayed and sought the Lord, and God answered him. That's what you see in verse 3. When he was so weak and so helpless in himself, the Lord strengthened him, not just physically. Dear friends, your greatest problem is not physical strength, it's your soul strength. And he says here that about the soul, his soul, he says, and strengtheneth me with strength in my soul, dear friends. Other things around you might be very difficult for you, but if your heart is right, if the Lord is there, if the Lord helps you and strengthens your soul, then you will be able to see things as they are, and you will not be so discouraged and disappointed and think that all is lost. The psalmist speaks about the fact that there is going to be a day that all the kings of the earth will praise God. That's an amazing statement that is made. All the kings of the earth shall praise thee. That, so he's saying that every king, every government will praise God. That means all the people under them will praise God. You see, you either would willingly praise God, or you would reject the Lord in your life. But then ultimately, at the end, the scripture says, the apostle Paul says, every knee shall bow before the Lord. Ultimately, you would recognize God to be God, and you would give him due praise and worship. And this is something that is, we might find it very hard to take in, but it is the truth of the scriptures, and we have ample opportunities to turn to the Lord. The Lord here says that even though he's so high, even though he's so great, do you think he sees you? Yes, of course he sees you. But to whom does he have respect? To whom does he look to? To whom does he look kindly to? It says he has respect unto the lowly, those who are humble, those who have realized that they are nothing, they sense their own sinfulness, they come before God humbly, realizing that he's sovereign, he's Lord. Dear friends, we are living in a world that is full of proud people. By nature, we are proud. And yet, he says here, but the proud he knoweth afar off. Means the proud are distant from him. They don't know him, and he does not give them that respect, and he does not hear their prayers. So here, the psalmist is very encouraged. He says he's walking. That's a great thing. He says, I'm not lying down. I'm not just waiting to go to heaven. That's not what I'm doing. He says, I'm walking. And he says, it is full of trouble. He says, though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. He feels his own deadness, and he knows yet God will give him life. He will sustain him. That's what the Lord will do. He will put down his enemies. He will strengthen him to live for God. Dear friends, as we will see very soon, that God has saved us. If you're a Christian, God saves you not to keep your Christianity to yourself, not to live a life of just in hiding. God saves you to serve him and to worship him. The kind of hidden Christianity is not what the Word of God teaches us. Yes, it means that we might be persecuted. Yes, it may mean that we may suffer many things, and we may lose our jobs, and we may be looked down upon by people around us, and family members may not like the things that we believe and the things that we do. But the Lord is the one that we seek to serve and worship. And ultimately, the Lord will see through these things. It says, the Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. It's a wonderful statement that we should meditate upon. Well, may God bless these thoughts to us. Let us pray.